Hello, it can you do do spray FM? A check one ni be. File, check one ni be.
Eme sere ke akwa ibo ba ke npa ntong no dudu spray FM.
This is Dudu Spray FM, an African radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you to today's edition of African Youth Parliament. Once again, a very big thanks to Dudu Spray FM, the first and only truly pan-African radio, for this wonderful opportunity. It's always a pleasure to be on this show, and I'm telling you, it is a very pure pleasure to be here. I welcome everyone who has decided to join us today. It is a very good thing to have in the house. I'm very happy that you are around and you are here with us today. So everyone listening to us live on YouTube, I say a very big thank you. We are here because of you, and without you, we wouldn't be here. And to everyone watching us right now on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and wherever you are, we say a very big thank you. It is always a pleasure to have you in the house. So today, like always, you know, African Youth Parliament is about Africa. We talk about African values, African principles, things that are about Africa. In fact, problems and the solutions are like everything Africa. That is what we do on African Youth Parliament. We look at it from every angle possible. We are not narrow-minded. We don't look at it from just one direction. We are not that type of people. We are Africans, true Africans, and we are truthful and sincere. And yes, I am your honorable host. I am your honorable speaker, Damine. It's always a pleasure to be here. Today, like always, you know, this month we've been talking about our women, our pure pleasure gift, our pure gift from the Olodumare, from above, from nature, the ones that have the ability to procreate and take care of what they create, to nurture, to take care, to bring everything to life. The people gifted with life. And yes, we are talking about our women, you know, and we've been talking about them since the beginning of this month, because yes, they mean a lot and they are very special to us. We are looking at every aspect of womanhood, you know, the aspect of them giving birth, the aspect of them nurturing their children. You know, a lot of things have changed now in this world. And so as things change, you should also evolve alongside. You evolve with the evolution. Don't just stay stagnant as things move, else you'll be left behind. There are many opinions about women. There are many thoughts about women. Some are misconstrued. Some are misconcepts. But we know the ones which are true, and we're here to analyze the ones which may or may not be fact enough. Nothing is cast in stone. And that is why we can challenge the status quo, or even readjust what needs readjustment. So today on African Women, we are talking about what we are here to discuss. There's even a debate, a question. Before I even came here today, I've been discussing it with some men. I am a man, and I would like to discuss it with men first. I've not asked any woman about this, unfortunately. But we thank God that we have a very beautiful man here. So I say a very big welcome to Ajoke Ade Ifamuyiwa, a proud name for a proud woman, for a great woman, an amazing woman. And we have another person in the house. Ah, he's a man. And yes, we have Omo Obaluaye. Yes, Omo Obaluaye is very good to have in the house with Ajoke Ade. And today's discussion is going to be very interesting. We're going to probe, we're going to pierce, we're going to scratch, we're going to scrape, we're going to unravel, we're going to open up everything. Nothing is hidden on African Youth Parliament. And I welcome you once again. Yes, I am your honorable speaker, Damine. So the topic for today is, why should I get married? Yes, that's the exact way I feel. Why should I get married? It's a question everybody should ask, from men to women. You know, we've been talking about the factors that are involved in marriage, the things that marriage should involve, the things that marriage should be associated with. Marriage is associated with relationship, with oneness, with unity. Marriage is associated with companionship, with help, you know, one person helping the other. But now, you know, the issues of men complaining very severely of issues whereby some women are absolutely dependent on them. for everything, even in simple relationship before the marriage. And women are also feeling like, yes, some men are almost virtually inadequate. They are not playing their roles. They are not ready to play their roles. We are still going to have the conversation of these gender roles, but it might creep in into what we are about to discuss today, because I don't know, should there be roles in marriage or not? If there should be roles, why should I get married? If I'm getting married, what is my role? As the wife, what is my role? As the husband, what is my role? You know, now we have many side chick and baby mamas out there. They feel like, I don't really need a man. As long as he pays the money and I have my child, what do I need? We have surrogacy, whereby you can just get a woman to give you a child. You pay off the woman, pay her off. She will never see her child again. The mother and the child are gone. You just have your child all to yourself. Is it even proper? You know, we now have situations whereby teenagers, children are being raised by single parents, not because the other parent is unavailable, but on purpose. They do that for their own selfish interests. I'm using the word selfish because the child is not involved. The child did not bargain. The child was not put in consideration. So that is why I'm using the word selfish. So now, we would like to ask, why should I get married? We're not starting with our woman today, because yes, today is for the women. Of course, they are the ones who own the microphone today. But we would like a man to start so that we can also see what men think first, then the women can come and let us know what is going on, what is really on the ground. So as a man, Omo Baluaye, you are a man and we can consider you a male, yes. So why should you get married? There are many things on ground. Am I getting married for the pleasure? Am I getting married because it is the law, because it is what the society wants me to do? Why am I even getting married? What is she going to contribute to my life? Why do I need a woman? So, Omo Baluaye, why are you getting married? Why should you get married? Thank you very much. Please turn my mic. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Host, and thank you very much to the Spirit FM, the first and only Pan-African radio. Yes, this topic we are discussing, you said, why should I get married? Although you can have children without getting married, you can do many things without getting married, but I feel this marriage of itself, it's very important. I can say, I want to get married to please myself. I want to get married to please myself. In my own opinion, according to my opinion, I feel a man should have a woman by his side. You need to have a partner by your side, someone to care for you, someone to do everything for you. Even if you're the type of person whereby, we have a lot of women, you want to have fun, you're going to have fun with this one. If you're just having fun with different women, just so that if you can have fun with different women, and that man can come to have fun with those same women. And it can even affect you. But having a personal woman for yourself, you know, she belongs to you. She bears your name. Again, it's a family. If you don't get married, you cannot have a family. You get married to a woman, there is love. It brings a very strong feeling, love. Then you give birth to children. You watch your children grow. They live with you. It's very good. There won't be families without marriage. But you just imagine that she be... It's not compulsory for me to marry, then I can give birth to a child, then just go and have sex with a woman or so. Then you have a child like that. And compare it to marriage. So you need a partner. You need a woman to correct you even when you are wrong. You need a woman to stand by. You need a woman to encourage you. You need a woman to motivate you when you are down. So, I feel getting married, actually, though it's not very important. It's not that important. But for my own self, I can say I want to get married to please myself. Marriage is too important. It is too okay. You really need, as a man, you really need to get married. You really need to get married. Because what will you do now if you don't have a woman by your side? You don't have since you feel that you don't need to marry, you can do a lot of things. You can do several things. You need a woman for this one. Okay. You need a child. You can use a surrogate mother. You can do this. You can do that. Yeah, we have ectolife. You can just do many things to produce a baby. But that marriage of itself, it brings love And it makes your family. It's the one that will build up your family. If you don't get married, you cannot have a family. You can't have a normal good family, normal family. So it is very important to get married. I think that's my answer. So thank you very much, Honorary Boost.
Okay. Thank you very much, Omo Obaluaye. So a man has spoken. That is one perspective. So getting married is not a thing of... So are we getting married because of that pleasure, of that just desire, that let's just have someone to stay with? And we can't... We use the word belonging. You want someone who is private to you, someone you can call your own. You can say, this one is mine, like they're mine. You understand? So this one is mine, and that is why we're getting married. Okay? So that is it. That is an aspect of the perspective from the men's side. So from the women, then why should I get married? Do you also want a man that can say, this is my man? Or why? Is there an emotional, physical, or psychological? Okay. Psychological satisfaction needed that is to be derived from it. So why should I get married? So we're going to our next speaker now. Our next panelist, to Ajoke Ade Ifamuiwa. So please, our woman, why do you want to get married? You are speaking now. All right. Thank you. You can open your mic now. Thank you.
Okay. Tomorrow. Yes, now today, no, tomorrow. You see, when we are talking about this, I was just looking for that song. And let me just give everybody bulletins on open. This song is from our own Oluka Your Day. He said, yes, I do. We're working down the aisle. Yes, walking down the aisle. We've done this over and over. Some of us have done it. Some of us even went through the window, you know, the shuttle, everything we use. It is beautiful to get married. It is okay to get married. It is awesome to get married. And I think the way Omo Balua was just talking about looking for a personal pet, Omo Ba, I'll just advise you to go and buy a teddy bear because he was just talking about my own. It just reminded me of when you are growing up and you buy teddy bear, your toy. I don't want to be seen as a toy to a man. So why did I even get married? When I clocked 27, there was, okay, well, maybe I had already planned my own. So I think I should explain a bit. Why did I get married? When I was 19, I told my parents, I'm going to move out of your house once I'm 25. Either I'm married or not. That was my plan. I had a personal plan. So I just wanted to get married at 25 because it was the best time for me biologically as a woman. You know, I'm a biologist, read all these things, to procreate, to continue the, okay, maybe the way me I'm reasoning is different, to continue like the life cycle because I believe won't be me, you know, my being. So I'd already planned that, and along the line, anybody that asked me out, I'll say, do you want to marry me? When do you want to marry me? Like I was always planning towards that. Lo and behold, 25 came. I was alone. Yes. I wasn't married, not even looking forward to. Did not even have a married partner, 25. So why did I get married at 28? Yes, I got married at 28. When I clocked 27, you know, 25, I didn't have anybody. So 26, you know, I go to church, you know, I go to places and people will just be like, ah, they want to pray for me. And they will start saying all those prayers. But I was like, I'm killer Shelly. So like people will be crying on my behalf and I'll just be looking into like, ah, what's it all? What do you marry? You know, saying all those things. I'll just be looking at them and say, you don't know what I want to do. 25, I already passed it. And I was living alone, you know, a young lady. I had my career, I had where I was going. I planned my life. So without a man, I was made as a woman. I won't kid you, like I had where I was going. I did not feel incomplete. So why did I get married? At 27, there was just this burden in my heart. I don't know where it came from. I just wanted to get married. And the way Olodumare speak to us differs. I knew I was going to get married. So, and I got some, you know, like checklist of who I'm going to get married to. And I was looking out. So my own marriage wasn't because I was looking for a teddy bear or maybe somebody to own. I was looking for a partner to help me achieve my life vision, because I was already on a path. And everybody that knows me, we know that I am a multifaceted woman. So I can't get married to a man that will own me. No, I respect my husband. I love him. I cherish him. You know, after Olodumare is next to me, I don't know about any other person, I revere him, but he does not own me. Like, I do everything, but I'm not a property to him. I am an individual. So why did I get married? I felt the urge. I felt the burden. Like I knew I was ready. And there were pointers that maybe a layman may not understand, but there were pointers that I discussed with a few of, you know, that are close to me. And those things clicked. Like I just knew, like the Chinese would say in the yin yang of life, the yin yang just clicked. And it was the guy I got married to. So I got married on a path to discovery. So this is me. I will not marry somebody that I'm going to own. I'm not going to marry somebody whose pocket is going to be my own. You know, like, I will not do that. So in this world, let's get married for the right purpose. Why should we get married? We have been taught so many things. We have been trained in so many ways. And you won't believe it that these things kind of form our worldview. Like if you see a Yoruba man, he will probably get married because he's looking for a nanny. That's what I say, nanny, a woman that will cook, that will wash plates, that will wash clothes, that will warm the bed, that will carry the pregnancy, give birth to the baby, fetch water, you know, put water in the bathroom. Like that trophy wife, I don't know, I'm not that kind of person. But these are the worldview that we have. And it cut across Africa. I've seen some women, you know, like even in Yoruba culture, some women kneel down while their husband is eating. Like, it's okay if that's the culture they want. I don't want it. I'm not going to tell you lies. That's why when I even go to worship centers, no matter where, church, mosque, or maybe sheshe, I don't kneel them for no man because I've not knelt for my husband. So I don't allow you to touch my head because my husband is there to touch my head. You know, these are just my own worldview. So this crazy mindset of mine has formed mine. But not everybody would be as stubborn as I am. Not everybody would be as, you know, like tangent with our worldview, like Ajoke Ade. So why should we get married? As an African, you need a woman to warm your bed. You need a woman to be your baby mama, your, you know, like your own property. So as a white man, why do you need a wife? So me, I don't want a man that will own me. And that is why I will keep asking. If you are looking for somebody to own, maybe you go buy a teddy bear. You don't need to marry. I rest my case.
Thank you very much, Ajoke Ade. That is profound. Thank you very much, Ajoke Ade. So that is another reason why, you know, we should get married. You know, as we were talking about it, I was visualizing, actually. I was thinking of myself in the house with my woman and my child, because procreation is a very important thing. But what about those who are not willing to procreate? Should they still get married? I would have loved to mention, I don't know if it is a safe space here to mention those who would like to marry, you know, same gender marriage. Is that still marriage? Will it still be appropriate? would that still be a good marriage? You know,
yeah, like to... it's marriage. What is marriage? You see, the world is evolving. And that is why when we begin to train our children as Africans, make we know they forget, say, the world don't change. The world was not that kind 1960, 1930, although we like to, you know, deny, we live in denial. So right now we have even men who tell you that they belong to the LGBTQ. The Q came in, and then my husband was telling me that the Q means queer, like people who have some things that you might think are disgusting. And they are within us, they are in the parliament, they are our leaders, they are in our religious centers, they are everywhere. So let's not live in denial. But the thing is, the concept of marriage as an African will not change. The concept of marriage, I'd wish that Mommy Adekemi is here. She told us, you know, the last time we spoke, I spoke with her and I took that lesson away because she's in her 50s and I was like, excuse me, how did you guys do it when you were dating? She now said, oh, their goals then wasn't for love. They did not marry for love in the 70s, in the 80s. They married for procreation. So our forefathers did these things for procreation. So if you just want a woman for procreation, so the more women you have, the more kids you've got. So, but now the reasons are changing. And I was listening to Elon Musk. You know, I love following techie men and women across the globe. Elon Musk was saying it that the world is becoming deserted, that you shouldn't stop people from procreating. And he also spoke about the heels of this COVID-19, that partners get to stay more together. And after the lockdown, divorce rate became higher. I was like, whoa, these are data and statistics that we need to work with. So the world is changing. The reasons for marriage are changing. But the African standard, this is African Youth Parliament, should not change. We have our standard that is good, that is eco-friendly, that is world-friendly, that is futuristic. But the thing is, can we just adjust? Can we? You know, I tell women, please ask your man. If you're a lady listening to this, watching this, please ask your man, are you a polygamist? Don't imagine that that man is not going to marry another woman. The whites who claim not to do it, they do it. They've got several mistresses and give birth to children outside wedlock. So if your man is a polygamist, there's nothing you can do about it. So it's better you know before you enter. And most African men are polygamists. Beg your pardon. Polygamy, is it a sin? Well, in the context of an African man, it is not a sin. But to me, Ajoke, I don't want a man. I'm not comfortable with a man bringing another woman home. I am not comfortable. Like, for real? I cannot take it. Like, like, you know, sometimes when I see ladies flock my man, I tell them, the worst that will happen is you get pregnant. Look, I'm so bad that I will collect the child and I will send you away. And those ladies will just be like, when it comes to this guy that I labored over. But you see, jokes apart, these things we need to talk about it. The reasons for getting married are changing. The reasons for family are changing. But the African standard should not change. That is my own. And so when we are thinking, we must think in retrospect of the change and also consider our standard. Should we now accommodate the changes? That is the bone of contention in this parliament today.
Thank you very much, Ajoke Ade. It is true that things are changing. The world is really changing right now, and goals are actually changing. Reasons for marriage, reasons for everything is changing now. In fact, ways of doing things are changing. But yeah, there are some things we should actually always uphold. These are the things we pass on to our children. You know, I'm not homophobic, but you know, whenever people are talking about procreation, I'm talking about this because of procreation. talking about, you know, same-sex marriage, and they feel like, ah, there's nothing bad there. The first thing I want to ask them, I'll ask the man, like, how about your son coming in with another man? And I feel like, ah, shame you, need be money, shame you, need grandchild. So I'm always just concerned about that and other things. Let's just, I don't like stress on it. But yes, marriage should be about love and unity. But, you know, I would like to direct this question to the man in the house. Now that our parents then, actually, they married not just because of love. Love was not just the answer. Some married because of political reasons, or let's say societal reasons. Like, they will marry Omonili Oloro, you know, because of the influence. You marry for those kinds of things. Should those things still be a factor to marriage now? You know, then people just don't marry. You don't just marry. You don't just wake up one morning and say, I want to marry this particular person. Sometimes, say, of your wife would have been chosen for you, they will have told you that, and you, family, delay by Lamanfe or Koni, like, we marry from this particular tribe. Some will tell you, we don't marry from these kinds of tribe. You know, should those things also become bygones? And again, now, the topic of polygamy, you know, it's a very important something to talk about. And that is why I'm directing to the man first. In Africa, polygamy is a norm, like Ajoke Ade also said now. Polygamy is something people are all right with. And you will now see that we, many men, are not polygamous. I'm quoting and unquoting. They are not marrying two wives. By the end of the day, you are marrying one wife with four baby mamas, or one wife with, you know, side chicks. Like, the S at the back of the cheek is very important. Side chicks, like, you're having numerous women, numerous fling out there. So should we just go back to the days of polygamy? I don't know, because of the peace, but I'm asking a man now, from a man's angle. So Omoba, what would you like to say about this? Should we just take that step of polygamy, or should we still maintain, you know, the world is changing, of course, so let us hold it off. So Omoba, please, let's hear you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rebos. So it's very, very well. Did you say that should we just maintain this step of polygamy, right? Like, can we just follow this step of polygamy? In Africa, being a polygamist is nothing wrong and it's nothing bad. You can decide to become a polygamist. Even me that I'm speaking, my father is a polygamist as well. My dad now, he has four wives. My dad has four wives. Apart from those four wives, yeah, they still have many. They are up to 10 in total. But it's just like four that actually gave it for him. So it's nothing bad being a polygamist. It's nothing serious. You can decide to have more than one wife. At least all of them will be useful. Me going, I can marry more than one wife. I can become a polygamist. And there's nothing bad there. The only problem about being a polygamist is that those children, they will, like, they might not, this is how it is. You know, the bond of children that came from the same mother, they normally have one type of strong bond, or like those that they are the same father, but not the same mother. Those children might try to odds themselves. Like in these Chinese movies I normally watch, imagine a king. Now, a king cannot marry one wife. Yeah, sure. A king, you cannot marry one wife. Some kings like this, especially those Chinese kings, they will have son like this, they will have queen, they will have concubine, they will have consort. So they will play up to 40, sha. Let's out of that 40, 10 can give birth. So all of them, like, they might be killing themselves because this one wants to become the next king. This one become the next king. So in a polygamous home, the only problem is that those children, they might try to hurt each other because of one thing or the other. And they won't love themselves too genuinely. Only those that are from the same mother. That's how it is. But being a polygamist in Africa, it is not bad. You can decide to become a polygamist. You understand? That's how it is.
Thank you very much, Obaluaye. You know, the reason I'm asking this question is because out there, I've had conversations with several men, and one of them still repeated one thing that, like, four people had already said. He said, actually, we would love to have several wives, several women, because there's no Iwarile who are attractive, and she's very good and everything. You see this one again, like, though my dad advised me then as a young man, he said, women are like palm kernel, like camel seat, no, palm frond, yes. They said, when you pick one, it's very lovely. But immediately you look back into the basket, you still see another one that is yet lovely. You pick it again. If you still look at the basket, you will still see another one that is yet lovely. You pick it, you look at it again, you still see another one. You will always see. There is no end to that until the basket is either empty or almost empty. And even when the basket is empty, you look for another basket. That is how women are. He explained that to me as a young child. And the conversation I had with many men, you know, this is African Youth Parliament, and we're trying to be sincere and straightforward and realistic. In Africa, yes, we understand that some new societal standards, which we copied from Europeans majorly, and majorly religious belief, some parts like Christianity now that frowns at polygamy, even though Abraham and many other people, they will say it's the Old Testament. Even though they married several wives and, you know, and God didn't frown at it, but like I said, Old Testament, that's what they will say. So I understand that if we look at African religions too, right, at least close to religion, we say African traditional religions, some parts of it do not frown, but there are some people who are not allowed to, you know, now. Some people, according to their accursed jaye, according to their life, according to what they came here to do, they are not supposed to marry more than one woman, according to their own odu, according to their own life. So, but now, generally speaking now, we know that some religions have frowned at polygamy, but men out there, out of 10, you will hear like 9.5 talking about marrying more than one. And those that are saying, they can't marry more than one, is it because of the money? Like, they feel like, if it were about wow, you know? Some just feel like, okay, I might not marry more than one just because of the money. But most want to marry more than one. Some will feel like, okay, if I'm not marrying more than one, I will have one at home that I'm married to. Then I will have several ones outside. But no man wants to stay with just one woman. It is offensive to think about it too, yes, as a woman, or from the woman's angle. Like, if I were to be a woman, I feel like, no, that's very wrong.
Excuse,
because I can't imagine
me,
how...
Excuse me, sir.
We're coming to you now.
Can we talk based on statistics? Because the fact that some men want to marry several women does not mean every man wants that. And
can we allow those
9 out of 10, that is not a realistic statistic, because I can actually pick 10 men and we can actually, but I don't know, but I think we should be more statistically correct. A man
if
that
the
does
men
not
rich
men who marry one wife, not because they
then
don't
have someone outside. They most definitely have someone outside. Like, I'm sorry to cut in. I apologize for that. Like, okay, we might not say 9 out of 10, but the large majority. So, but what we want to ask the women is, how can it be balanced, adjusted, or like refurbished? You know, is there something that could be done to either make the men stick to one woman, or is there something that could be done to balance it, to make sure there's no war and fight and calamity and ogun and killings among one another? So this question can only be answered by a woman. So what could be done, or what can be done? So please, over to you, Ajoke Ade. Thank you.
Okay, now a quick one. My grandfather married 13 wives and he was dashed several women. Hello, can you hear me, please? Hello,
yeah, 13 wives. Wow, is he very great man?
Just wait. He married 13 wives and they dashed him several others. He had 3 buildings, like on a street, one in front, you know, across the street, and he had another one at the main market. He tried his best. There was one thing he did for this bonding among siblings. All his children sleep in the house that he sleeps. The pregnant women, like those ones who are touching Walo or Mobibi, they have a house where they stay. And those who are, you know, no more, you know, procreating, like my own paternal grandmother, they had a house where they stay. So everybody's got their rooms, but the children stay together, eat together with the Baba. But you know, when my grandfather was about to die and he was asked what he regretted most in his life, he said he regretted that he buried 43 children in his lifetime. So many things happened. That was the only regret my grandfather had. So what joy does a man have to watch the children you give birth to die in your presence? Not because of sicknesses, but because of infighting. Like they will say that, oh, pao mommy, ma pao moe, like you killed my child spiritually, I'm gonna ensure that your own child also dies spiritually. You know, I don't know what most people have experienced, but I will tell you that all my uncles, all of them, none of them have two wives. None. None. Because they learned the lesson in a hard way. Some were divorced, got married to another one, but at no point do they keep two women in the same house. Àwọn àgbàbọ̀ wọn ní òrìṣà jẹ́ pé méjì obìnrin kò dénú. If you want to do it, man, be ready. Not even this generation of girls, they are scientific in their own way of thinking. Like, you know, men, when they talk about polygamy, they think of their own pleasure. Why do you need many women? Why? Just for the pleasure. So I think you should think about the children you are bringing to the world. I've seen men with 23 kids in this kind of economy. Do you know how much it costs to train a child up until Harvard? Harvard standard of education? It's no joke. And when we are talking of an African child being trained, it's even more expensive. More, it's more expensive to train an African child because you want the child to be able to stand at par with the world and not forget home. That is double education. So to make us stand in this world is expensive. So and you will even discover that the richer you get, the lower the number of children you will give birth to in this world. My grandfather was rich. Yeah, he was rich. But I'll tell you that all his properties, we do not go there. He only gave education to his children. And that was the only thing he could leave behind. The properties are there, but we couldn't go there. Who born you? Ogunleko finish. This is about, you know, when I see people talk about polygamy, I have seen it, I have experienced the ills, and I will never subscribe to it. Even siblings, you know, sibling rivalry. Not talk of when you now join it with many women rivalry. And then I think the present African man is still living. You want to enjoy pleasure in the face of extinction. We are about to extinct as a race. And you are thinking of pleasure. Please. This generation of African men, if they want us to survive, they must leave their pleasure and they think of, okay, now how many of these men, so-called men, are willing to leave the city and go to the village and encroach another man's land like my own forefathers did? None. They don't even have the, they don't have it. What do they have? Do you think that it's easy? Me. If you want to be a, like the best polygamy I've seen now is a man having several houses, sleeping in Okeodo today, sleeping in Salé tomorrow. But that wasn't the polygamy polygamous home that our forefathers practiced. They put all the women together in the same house. They fought the battles together, keep their children together. They died together. I don't want that kind of life. I know some men may fancy it, but it's just for pleasure. Take away the pleasure. After your own pleasure, the children suffer. I knew what my dad went through. I don't want that for my enemy. I knew what my dad went through. I don't know what, maybe some had it cool and nice, but I didn't have it. And I'm still suffering from the pains of what my grandfather did. Can you imagine how many generations down the line we are still bearing the burden? He's gone, but I am here bearing the burden. We've got properties. I still have to buy my own properties, even as a lady, even though I have the right in my own family, you can actually inherit. But nobody who born you well, even the men are running for their lives. So I don't know, if you want to get married to several women for your pleasure, there is no pleasure right now in this continent. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Ajokade. This is why it is always good to hear from a woman's perspective. I wanted to make a statement, but no. Nah, not today. Okay, yeah, it is always interesting to hear, you know, what women think about it. It's always, there's always upside and downside to everything. Yes, you can think of the upside, of course, like very few of the pleasure. The pleasure is the major motivation. And, you know, some will say they want to have many children, but you want to have many children, so then, but the downside, the war, the lack of peace, that one is very, very crazy. So, but it is all right. So now, like, I'm sure Moba Aluaya has heard it now. So those that are out there, who are thinking of having more than one, you have to think deeply, know what you want, assess the situation. There are many more things, better things than, of course, having men more. But if you are so certain of this yet, I think Ajoke Ade is like, if you would like to do that, that means if you are ready to separate them or if you are ready to dance to the tune. So I know we will know what to do. So to marry now, you have to know that there are many reasons to marry, many concrete reasons to marry. Have a conversation with the one you want to marry, the companionship, the love, the procreation, you know, the building of the society, building the community, advancing the future, protecting your own race, protecting the people of the world, and advancing the world in general. There are so many reasons to marry, apart from the pleasure there, of course, the fun, the happiness, having someone to stand by you, in thick and thin, your own personal guard. So there are so many lovely reasons to marry too. I'm sure our women understand this, and it is always a wonderful thing to appreciate the African women, because our African women are the pillars of most marriage, if not all. So of course, pillars are very important. So are the women. And a very big thank you to Dudu's Free FM once again. So everybody listening to us right now on Dudu's Free FM, we say a very big thank you. To those watching us live on YouTube, we say a very big thank you. Everybody on Twitter, on Instagram, on any social media platform, we say a very big thank you. To those who have joined us today, Ajoke Ade Ifeamu, you are representing the Honorable Women of Africa, and to Omo Baluaye, speaking for the men, we say a very big thank you. It is good to have you here. And to everybody, wherever you are, we say a very big thank you. And to Dudu's Free Media House, the first and only truly Pan-Africa media house. It is a wonderful opportunity. It is a pleasure to be here. And I am your honorable host, Damine. So we say you have a very wonderful week. We'll be here again next week by 4 o'clock p.m. Do have a wonderful day. Thank you. Bye.